Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and welcoming back to the Rock Studios today are friends from LR Future Insurance and Investments, Lori Renton here alongside Wendy Van Zwega. It's great to have you here, Wendy, and also Lori. How are you both doing today?
We're doing fine.
We're doing wonderful. If the sun would get out, we'd be better, though.
Yeah, but we haven't really seen much of that at all lately. But still, yes, I know with the fall comes a lot of change of routine for many families and starting to think about different things, changes, and, you know, everything else. It's that time of year. So got lots to talk about today with, again, LR Future. So we're going to start things off. I understand some events that are going to be coming up in the Life Matters Learning Center.
We've got a few events coming up. We don't have the definite dates or the ones into the future yet. The Life Matters Learning Center has a Facebook page, so please like that or go to LR Future and let us know. Or you can always call the office. We still like person-to-person, voice-to-voice. So give us a call at 783-7737 and Wendy will give you a rundown. The one that's coming up October 24th, 6 to 8, is 9 Rules of Credit. We did one early in the spring, and it was well attended, and the knowledge is unbelievable that we learned. So we have Christine coming from Manulife Bank. And so there's only, I think, maximum 12 to 15 people. So please call LR Future, 783-7737, and book your spot. Bring your partner, bring anybody you want, because honestly, when we can start having conscious conversations around money, debt, credit, and all that stuff, it's all part of life.
I was just going to say, isn't all credit just let's stay all clear from it? Or is that kind of busting maybe a myth that exists there a bit, Lori?
Exactly. Well, you know, Jordan, even credit score. What do young people know about building a credit score? How do we get our credit score built up if it's down? And, you know, how did it get down? What caused that? What can we do to shift it? How do we even find out our credit score? She goes through all that with you.
How do I even build it? That was the most frustrating thing as a young person. It's like, no, you have to get a cosigner. Mm-hmm. Well, will that build my credit? Well, no, it'll help your cosigner. Well, how do I build mine then?
Exactly, Jordan. I just had that deal with my grandson trying to get him a credit card. Well, he can't get one. I said, just a $500 limit. What do we need? Because he needs to build credit. He's 18.
Yeah.
So it is difficult. There are ways to do it. So, I mean, it's going to be a little shift in the financial institutions as well. Just give them less credit for now to allow them to build it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. Another thing we're at on November 9th and 10th, St. Mary's Cultural Center. We're at the Health and Wellness Show there. We really work with the Life Matters Learning Center and the discovery process at that event. And then another one coming up is Money Matters. It's strictly called Money Matters. Things as simple as, do you worry about money? Are you a spender or a saver? Do you balance your bank account every month? Because there's so many errors happening in bank accounts and stuff like that, that do you look at that stuff? So it is just bringing a conscious awareness to all of that. And then another one that we're going to do at the Health and Wellness Show, we're going to have a half hour show, and it's called Points of View. And what it is, Jordan, it's some training that I did, and it's creative tools for inspiration, learning, and development for your personal life or your business life. So it's stuff that you can implement into your business. So it guides people to reach their goals, be creative, and really think outside the box.
Interesting. Now, I'm just curious, in regards to that Health and Wellness Expo, I don't mean to sound rude when I say this, but have you ever gotten a reaction from people? It's like, no, health and wellness, stuff about money here. What are you doing here? You ever gotten that?
Oh, Jordan, that's exactly the thing. Is like, what's LR Future? They're about money. No, we're about much more than money. And at the discovery process really helps people learn that, is that you go through all the 9 steps of the discovery process. It's way bigger than just about where are you going to put your money.
Well, and when you consider just how much stress people are going through, most of it directly tied to their household's finances.
Yeah.
Well, of course, finances definitely will weigh heavily in terms of someone's well-being, especially mentally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of dis-ease is created over money. And I know with the discovery process, the center of the circle that we work with is communications and conversations around money. And through this process, we pick values cards. And it's amazing when a husband and wife pick a value card and they pick 2 separate ones. And what it brings out, the emotions it brings out in each of them, is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just there to kind of listen and ask questions, but it's really awesome. So I think it's like, you know, people put their head in the sand. I don't want to deal with that debt. I don't want to deal with that. Put my head in the sand and it'll go away. No, it doesn't. Face your fear. Just hit it. Like Wendy today being on the radio here
That's
with us.
It's my fear, and I'm doing this.
Well, the wellness aspect certainly can play into what Wendy has everything mm-hmm. taken care of with, of course, physical wellness, health insurance, mm-hmm. and all those sorts mm-hmm. of things. With Blue Cross, and that's what we'll chat about a little bit here. Very important, I'm sure. This is, I know, one of the things that hits young people the most, just when they're living with mom and dad. They buy into that myth that we have in Canada that, oh, healthcare, it's free. Mm-hmm. Everything is free. Well, hold on a minute. No, not everything is actually free. There's things that need to be taken care of, the dentist appointments, the optometrist, the prescriptions.
Exactly.
These are not free, quote unquote, things. I mean, our healthcare entirely is not free either. But some of these things, though, with a plan through Blue Cross, things of that nature, that's where people can come see you, Wendy, and start looking at options. What do plans for getting things like dental care and things like optometrist appointments, these kinds of plans for that supplemental health coverage? They start all over the place, don't they, in terms
right.
of pricing based on someone's individual situation?
Yeah. Right? Well, we're pretty excited. Blue Cross, effective January 1st of 2019, are giving back to their customers, and they've listened to what their clients have to say. So there's new benefits coming up January 1st, which will just be automatically introduced. There's no extra cost to any of the clients. So, for instance, a lot of people ask about hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
So the current right now is $500 and it's going to $800 effective January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ask me about massage and chiropractors and things like that. So that's going from $300 to $400, and they've added speech language pathologist into that benefit.
Oh, great.
Which is awesome. And vision is another really big benefit people ask. So the exams were $75. They're now $100. And they're reimbursing eyewear or laser eye surgery from $100 to $150. So that's another thing.
Those are huge, yeah.
Very huge.
Because, inflation. A lot of these appointments, they're costing more and more.
And what Blue Cross has done is, due to inflation and increased healthcare costs, they wanted to provide additional benefits so clients have less out-of-pocket expenses for routine and unforeseen procedures or medical costs. So
is it going to cost a little bit of an increase, though, in terms of how much someone's going to have to pay? Maybe a little?
Unless you go to your next age band. It rates increase every 5 years. So if you're at the 75 age market, yes, mm-hmm. it's going to increase. Also, what they've added in on the optional benefits is prescription drugs. On the prescription drugs, they've added contraceptives,
mm-hmm.
which is another really good thing. And the dental has gone from, after 6 months, it was currently at $500. It's now going to $750 after a 6 month waiting period. And after 1 year, it's gone from $750 to $1,000. So Blue Cross is really, have to give them, kudos, because they have really thought about their clients and the feedback they've had. And So looking forward to the new rates coming in and people coming to see me.
Yeah.
You want a new plan, you want a conversion plan, you want travel, I'm your girl.
Yeah, great.
Come have a coffee with me and
yeah.
a chat.
Yeah.
And we'll do the best we can for you.
Well, it's great. For someone even who hasn't even had their foot in the door before to LR to look at, you know, their things in terms of coverage. They've just started a job. They're new to the area. They've never, you know, realized that, these are things that I would have to pay completely out of pocket if I didn't have something like Blue Cross. These things really do add up when mm-hmm. you have to pay for each thing individually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so what sometimes often happens is that, that's too much. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to go see the optometrist. I'm not going to go see some of those other appointments.
Yeah.
But it's such a detriment to one's health, thinking that, I just can't afford it. These plans through Blue Cross, Hey, it's kind of like when we talk about investments, Lori. The younger someone starts, the less you actually have to start contributing from the get-go.
Yeah. Exactly. The magic of compound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of compound
and
interest.
And then two people, young people, too, that are coming off their parents' plans. You know, like I have a niece and nephew, for instance, that are 24 that don't have anything.
Right.
And they should be having a plan like this to cover them because they're not under their mom and dad's umbrella anymore. They're basically on their own. And so that's where young people should come and see me. And
so you're normally under mom and dad's plan until you're 18, unless you're going to school. If you're going to post-secondary school, then you're covered till a later age.
Yeah. Right.
So even at those ages, you know, if they don't get a job that has a benefit package, then yeah, they need Blue Cross. So at LR Future, what we do, and I know Wendy sits down with people individually because everybody has different needs. So it's like the financial side. It's hard to just put one generic plan together when everybody's needs are differently and everybody sees things differently and everybody has different personalities. So Wendy mentioned the conversion plan. The conversion plan is, you know, are you losing group benefits soon? If you're retiring or you're getting close to retirement or you're losing a plan, you're losing a job or leaving a job that has benefits, we have what's called health replacement and conversion plans with our companies, and you have to buy it within 60 days. So a lot of times when you leave a job, you're going, oh no, now I'm not going to have benefits anymore. Please come in and see us because the rates are reasonable. No health questions asked because you're coming off of an existing group plan. Right. So that's another thing to really pay attention to. Pre-retirees that are leaving jobs and people that just look at the millennials today. They're going to change jobs constantly. Okay. And is every job they hop to going to have health benefits? So I really suggest people checking into that.
And the new conversion rates, again, Blue Cross has done the enhancements on the conversion as well. Mm-hmm. So again, it's vision and hearing, and that's all been increased. So they've also revamped that platform too.
Mm-hmm. Really goes a long way when terms of, again, the savings that someone will have, especially if they are going to be able to take care of themselves, make those visits to the dentist or making those visits to the optometrist or willing to use some of those other services. I remember I was leaving a job about 10 years ago before I came to The Rock, and my boss just really encouraged me. He's like, hey, by the way, before you leave here, make sure you do some of the things that we have for you benefits-wise before you're taking your last days. So I was really grateful that he kind of reminded me of that. Yeah. He's like, hey, it's not costing the company a dime. It's all part of what we already got covered for you. So that's awesome. And for those that don't have those plans with their workplaces, again, hey, instead of just whining that, oh, so well, so-and-so is also paying for that plan. It just comes out of their check at the end. Yeah. You just have to take the little bit of initiative on your own if your job isn't providing it to you.
Right.
You
right.
can go about now and actually choose your own plan. A lot of those workplaces, well, they're just stuck with it, with whatever their employer gives them.
You can design your own plan if you don't want to have prescription drugs. If you're young and you don't feel you need it at that time, you can always add it in later on. So you can kind of design your own plan too, which is really good.
And we'll often get people in where a husband and wife both have a plan with their work and they're both paying their part of it. And I'm going like, why are you spending that money? You could be investing that money for your kids. You could be investing it into an RSP. You could be doing stuff like that because people just want to have at least 100% coverage. But if you've got 80, so what? Like, you start figuring out the premiums that you're paying to have two different health plans.
Right.
It's crazy.
And people just need to have conversations with their workplaces about realizing, hey, I'm getting doubly deducted, but yet in the grand scheme of things, it's not necessary. Like you say, put that money elsewhere, let it grow rather than subtract.
Exactly. And sometimes they'll both take family plans. They've got families. They each take a family plan. That's costing a lot of money. So that's what we do with the discovery process, because that's part of it, is we look at your health plan, and then Wendy takes it apart and looks at it and says, hey, this is what it's costing you. Here's what you could be doing with it.
Right.
So
let's transition now. Again, we're chatting with LR Future Insurance and Investments with Lori Renton and also Wendy Van Zega. And we're going to switch over to winter, and that's often means travel for a lot of folks. We'll talk about both those leaving the country, also those, coming to the country, because both can get different kinds of coverages. Let's talk about snowbirds first, just because I think they're going to be out of here. Or, well, who knows, maybe some of them have already even left with that last snowfall.
Well, you know, snowbirds have already, they're already getting their rates, because at one time the travel rates normally go up in October, the end of October, November 1st.
Okay.
So this year we found out that it's not a rush because the rates are not going up.
Oh, nice.
The travel rates, our travel rates. I don't know about everybody else's, but ours aren't going up. So normally, Wendy would have been on the phoning the clients and getting them to buy their plan before they leave so that they get the better rates. So this year, people are waiting a little bit longer, but a lot of them are coming in and kind of getting ideas on what kind of coverage can we have. We at LR Future, we know what group medical and we know what Blue Cross is like. We know what the claims are like. So we have full confidence in selling the product, right? People go, well, I have a MasterCard. I have a Visa. I can't tell you anything about that, because I have no clue what the coverages are on there. So if anybody has any stories to share about a Visa or MasterCard, please call us at the office, because I'd love to know. But often we go, why do we need travel insurance? We think just because we're going as a snowbird, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go for months on end. They really pay attention, because you're paying a lot of money. A lot of the snowbirds are older people.
Yep.
You know, they're 65 plus. We had a guy last year that was he 80? Mm-hmm. It cost him $6,000 for health insurance, for travel insurance. But they go, how much longer are we going to be able to go? We're going to pay that. But we can afford $6,000, but we can't afford a million.
I'd rather pay that than sometimes be stuck in a Saskatchewan winter, especially if I'm retired.
Exactly. And the good thing is, we've got another company that, when it's iffy stuff, like this guy had some pulmonary issues, some breathing lung stuff, mm-hmm. we got him coverage through another company. So we have Group Medical and Blue Cross, but we also have another carrier that takes on stuff that,
higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, even if you're going there and you're planning to go skydiving, honestly, like, sometimes this stuff does not cover skydiving. Or you're sit at a pool all day and you drink and you're intoxicated and you fall down and break a leg, guess what? There's not coverage for that.
But that one carrier we do have will cover things like high-risk sports, like skydiving or scuba diving.
Yeah.
That's a big one, because people go away and they want to do those hazardous sports, and they will cover it. And they're very, very
Well, big. And that's why, you know, a lot of the time when you're asking, what are you going to do down there, you're doing more than just making conversation, Lori. You're trying to figure out what it is they actually have planned, because it really could have bearing on, you know, if something were to go wrong, whether or not someone's going to be covered for it.
Well, you know, Jordan, it comes easy to me because I am a life coach as well. And life coaching is about digging and what's going on. And ask Wendy, taking people out of their comfort zones a little bit. But that is true. I'm a notary public as well. And I had them call me from the notary, from the Justice Department, and say, you signed a document for so-and-so, or a passport for so-and-so. Where are they going and what are they doing there? And I'm going, how many times would you know that, right? You just know, well, I just happened to ask, like, what are you going there? Oh, they're going there for competition for Taekwondo. So it's amazing how important and how it's really helped me by doing my life coaching to really help clients when it comes to finances and travel and health and all these things. Life.
Mm-hmm.
Life stuff.
You gave me a good reminder there. I got to check and make sure my passport's valid before I leave the country here pretty quick.
There you go. Like, that's things you're going traveling. Number one, check your passport.
Yeah.
But number two, another thing too, is that's the snowbirds. But now we're getting tons and tons of people. Like, I heard today that WestJet is now flying direct to Europe, is it? They're flying direct to Europe from Calgary now. Because you always had to fly to Toronto and then sometimes overnight.
Right. Yeah.
WestJet is accommodating that. So they're seeing that, wow, there's a lot of Westerners that are heading in those directions. So that's what we want to do at LR Future. We want to accommodate the changes that go on in your life so that we're able to sit down with you and help you no matter what the need is.
And make your life easier and, you know, transition from, you know, leaving your work to a conversion plan. Just making your life a lot easier and let us do the work for you.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, travel insurance. Again, that's for those heading south for the winter. Of course, as we talked about before, even going across the country, people need to be mindful too. That's important because it's a Saskatchewan health card. It's not a Canadian health card.
Exactly. You know, often it's people are traveling to BC, Manitoba, especially Manitoba, right? It's not far, but they're going to BC, they're going to Toronto, they're going all over. There's a lot of things. Our Saskatchewan health, lots of stuff is not covered. So having a travel plan, if you come in and buy a Blue Cross plan, the core health benefits, you can buy what's called VIP travel. It gives you 30 days of coverage all the time, no matter where you travel in the world, including Canada. So I highly recommend to add that on for a couple bucks a day. For a buck a day, not even.
Yeah.
Like $250 a month, you can have VIP travel coverage that's always with you, and you get a card to go with that. So, yeah.
And
so,
when you've paid so much for a vacation, what's a couple more bucks?
And even that's if you travel to BC, and you should get a daily travel, even if you're going for a week, you can come in and get a daily travel because that's going to cover, because Saskatchewan healthcare, when you travel outside of Saskatchewan to another province, you are responsible for any potential medical expenses. So it's just worth it. And I also add on accidental death and dismemberment, which for 50 cents more covers you if you got into an automobile accident, covers you up to $50,000. So it's well worth that extra 50 cents or a buck to put that on.
And I mean, look at all the different times you get nickel and dimed on the plane ride at the airport. So you're not getting much return on those nickel and diming from the airliner, but to nickel and dime a couple more costs in terms of something that could be potentially life-saving on the other end of things. And just look even financially life-saving, too. That certainly all goes such a long way. Now, people coming here, people do that in the winter, as hard as it is to believe for some. Who's coming here for the winter? No, people, families, especially those newcomers to the area. Sometimes they're bringing mom, dad over, visit new family members and the like. They're here for a longer stay, too. This is something that's pretty unique because... I mean, people in Arizona aren't clamoring, hey, if you got relatives coming down, make sure they get their insurance through us. Well, no, we get it before we leave. But here's something actually people that are here can offer their loved ones that are coming here. They can kind of protect them before they even get here.
Yeah, we just had a gentleman that came in for a notary because he was inviting his parents from India. And his parents came, so he had come in ahead of time, and he bought its comprehensive coverage for immigrants and visitors to Canada.
Okay.
So we know healthcare should not be a financial burden. There's no way. Canada's country built on affordable quality healthcare, but when you're coming here under a super visa, let's say, visiting family or immigrating to Canada permanently, we have coverages for you. So it's number one, it's an easy application. We do it for you. You sit and give us there's choice of deductibles. So of course, if you want to keep the cost down, you can go with 1,000 deductible. Mm-hmm. 1,000 deductible is more affordable than, because what is it, Wendy, in the office? There's a broken arm, costs $45,000.
Correct.
Like that's what it costs. We don't know that because healthcare is free for us. Then a choice of the amount you want from $25,000 to $150,000. The benefits, you can buy side trips. So let's say they come here, but they want to travel somewhere else in Canada.
Sure.
And I find that's often what happens when people come from the Philippines, India, anywhere, they always go out to Banff, to Western Canada to see the mountains. And then direct billing. So that's something for everybody to think about. Like if you're bringing parents here and they're, let's say they're age 60 to 64, let's just say, and they need $25,000 worth of coverage just in case they broke a leg. $1,000 deductible is only $289 a day. That's not even a cup of coffee.
$2.89.
$2.89 a day. So that's the other stuff that we have in the office. We won't get into too much detail, but so we've got the travel coverage. We have the visitors to Canada coverage. We have the health benefits with prescription, dental, all that. But another addition to that, Jordan, is critical illness insurance and life insurance. On your Blue Cross plan, you can add it onto your plan.
Okay.
But like Wendy said, every 5 years, the rates increase because of age. I think it's 5 years.
Right.
So if you buy, let's say you buy life insurance or critical illness on your Blue Cross plan, then it's going to go up in 5 years. We have somebody in our office now, Rob. He's a certified life underwriter. He's amazing at what he does, but he's there now to help people because even a mortgage, you go and say, yep, tick off, I'll take life insurance on my mortgage. Who are you protecting? When you click that button and say, yes, I'll take life insurance, you're protecting the bank because they get paid out if you die. So what we talk about often is, do you want to rent your insurance or do you want to own it? So we have separate plans with different companies that are actually really nice. So for younger couples like your age, Jordan, like even under 50, because it's under 50 because I wanted to buy it, they've got plans that give you disability, critical illness, and life insurance all in one plan. So it's an umbrella. And then on your children, it sounds morbid, but why would I buy critical illness for my child? I'll tell you, if one of your children gets sick, who needs to take time away from work to help while those kids go through their healing? And you can buy a plan that's an umbrella, and in 20 years, if the plan's not used, the money you paid, you get it all back.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of for savings. You get a return of premium, and it's a forced savings, and it gives you coverage and peace of mind. If you don't use it, the kids get the money in 20 years.
Yeah.
So those are little things, like those are things that we have totally available now with Rob, and he books by appointment because he doesn't sit in the office. He's partially retired, so we said we wouldn't book him too much. But just check that kind of stuff out. If you have insurance on your mortgage, come in and say, hey, Lori, what can be done here? And we can set up an appointment. So
good stuff. Yeah. Well, it's been a very busy, informative morning today on All You Ever Wanted to Know with LR Future Insurance and Investments. Wendy Van Zega and Lori Renton today on the program. Didn't even get to financial talk much about RSPs, RESPs, and the like, but we still have plenty of time for that on a future show. Thanks so much, Wendy, Lori, all the best.
Thank
See you
for
next
having
month.
Us.
Thank you very much, Jordan. It's great to be here.
All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.